It's time for another Be Moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my Be Moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I'm reminding myself that my life is divinely orchestrated. In other words, when things appear out of the order that I envision, they are not out of divine order. One case in point is that some of you may know that I'm a small business owner and we were interacting with the client. We were supposed to be paid by this client in 1 month and they notified us that we would be paid the following month. When I got this news, of course, I was furious because I was concerned about it was a sizable payment, whether we're going to be able to meet payroll, etc. It was a mess. Well, the good news is we made it through that period. Everything was fine without a glitch. Now, fast forward 3 months down the line, and we're going for another piece of business, but now we have to show what our revenue has been for the last 90 days. At this point, I am ecstatic that that payment was late because now that receivable shows up in that last 90-day period, which opens the door for us with new business. But I want to contrast my actions because my actions were not in the right place. God had a greater plan. I should have known that, and my actions didn't demonstrate that. Let me contrast that with a mother, though. In 2 Kings 4, when her son is about to pass, can't get any more serious than death, a mother losing her child, and she continues to proclaim to her husband, all is well. All she needs to do is get to Elijah, who is a man of God. She believes that he is going to heal and restore her son's life, which he does. She even meets Elijah's servant on the road, and he asks her if everything is okay with she and her family, and she proclaims a second time, all is well, while she is carrying her dead son in her arms. I think her actions are very instructive because she's teaching us how to control our emotions, how to watch our words, and how to maintain our faith. Today's scripture is Luke 1:37. For nothing is impossible with God. And so now I ask you, when something in your life seems out of order, will you gently pinch yourself that things are in divine order? Finally, share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired.